At the time of 7 o'clock, we would call the meeting to order. This time, we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, I would ask the council to consider amending the agenda to discuss council and mayor compensation in similar districts. It would be added to the end of the new business for the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
All in favor? All right, add that. Now I'd like to ask the council review the September 30th meeting minutes. Does the council have any questions on the minutes?
No.
Okay.
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, now we'll visit our old business. Number one is going to be the business license with Dynasty Auto Creations. This time, I'd like to invite the owner of Dynasty Auto Creations to share, if you've got a few minutes. You know, please. Would you mind, is the microphone? Check it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in, like, kindergarten again, having to read a speech or something.
No, we appreciate you coming out to speak with us tonight. On our last meeting, there were the questions regarding any environmental regulations that would be potentially required for a type of car wash.
Yes, sir.
Situation. I believe you brought paperwork and reviewed it that.
Correct.
Your business does not meet the criteria.
Correct. So since it's not actually a car wash, we do not recycle our water. We don't reuse our water. Doesn't go into a public storm drain. It doesn't even leave the property. There's no need for to have it reclaimed. And in the EPA, we don't use any violent chemicals or anything that harm the environment as such. And we don't use over 4 gallons of water per hour. So we might wash one vehicle every other week, and it's pretty much the same as washing a car in your driveway.
And the basis of the business is more in the line of car wraps,
intent,
window tint.
Correct. Car wraps, window tinting, stuff like that.
Okay. Does the council have any questions regarding the business license? Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda is under the old business section. That is the contract with the CPL group. Which will be followed by section 3, essentially concurrent to the two agenda items. We'll discuss the both of this together. That the based on all of our last meetings, further discussions, we do have CPL group present, but this is the fees resolution for bringing the zoning and planning to be contracted with the CPL group. And we have the fees component of it are the intended fees that would offset the cost of the consulting fees attached to the zoning, planning, inspections, permits, the full, you know, service contract for assisting the town. Are there any additional questions, follow-up questions that need to be answered? We do have a representative present if we do need to have any questions. Is there a motion to adopt the contract or to enter into a contract with the CPL group? All in favor? Then as we move to item number 3, which is the zoning and permitting, the fees resolution, where we do have the fees available. Again, these fees are based off of, do you need to see a copy again? It's from the old business. Here, I'll pass that to you. So we will work between the clerk and the applicant as they file, making sure that the application, those that are aligned with the project or the required permit inspection, what's covered under that service. So there's a verification process that the correct fees are charged to the applicant at the beginning. So working between Kathy, with the clerk, and CPL group. That is correct. That is correct. Whereas the CPL contract stays in line with the contract services based on hourly rates, based on the overall agreements. The fee schedule here that the town charges to the applicants can be adjusted based on what we are actually receiving there. Again, you know, the intent is to be neutral, but that will be evaluated on a project by project basis. All in favor? All right. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That's a moving forward that we will work with the county to have a moving forward based on any applications processes that are currently in place. So this is an intent for new work. Next item on the agenda is the Christmas lights installation estimates, which we discussed during the working session. Don't have the bid comp. Kathy, do you have a copy of the bid comp? Or? Matt, Doug, did you have the copy of the bid comp with you? I can get that. The bid comparison? Correct. It's okay. Thank you. Okay. Does the council have any additional questions after the work session? Comments, review from the Christmas lights proposals that were received? So I believe that comes down to our options is we've already made public the pricing that is here during our last bid session. So bringing another one would, you know, we should work off of the bids, the pricing that was received. But that does leave the question of if the town were to opt to do the work in-house as a volunteer group to complete the Christmas installation, essentially as it had been done in the past. So we're really looking at a volunteer with the exception of Jerome being the maintenance worker of the town. If he were to participate, he would be compensated for at his hourly rate for installing the Christmas lights. Jerome, but we would have to look into any other volunteers working, especially if you're looking at pole lights or other electrical work that's associated with it. I don't know specifically if that part is covered by our insurance policy, if we have essentially a rider or some carve out for that work.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at the issue. I don't know what your, I haven't looked at your insurance.
We would need this, we would need this work this week to research those areas. We do have a meeting scheduled for Monday night that could be finalized at that point. I understand that timing is important based on the direction that these go. We could put together a list of things that we need to ensure that we have covered from that component and the best way forward. If the council would prefer to do this work in-house or using, you know, Bethlehem temporary employees or those. We just need to make sure that those are completely covered. So we'll make a note to review the insurance, the labor portion, the bid portion. We can.
It's a question.
Okay. Insurance, temporary labor.
And I think we should.
And that would a volunteer thing go again, if, you know, with our legal aspect here.
Okay. I've got a list of items that we can work on during the week to have an answer. There is. The special call meeting for
sign variance for the school.
Okay. So at that time, we'll table the Christmas light installations until we get these items addressed or clarified. We'll move to item two under the new business, the Business Elite Cleaning Services business license. We'll back up for a moment. We'll make a, is there a motion to table the?
I'll make a motion to table the Christmas
thing. All in favor?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, now it's item two, the business license for Elite Cleaning Services for the home cleaning services as a home business. As discussed during the work session, are there any questions from the council? Okay, is there a motion to approve? All in favor?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next item on the agenda is the 2025 budget. There have been a few revisions to the budget since our working session meeting. Accounting fees have been increased based on the audits. The festivals line item was updated to be the Christmas decorations section. No, on the expense. The expense page? Correct. The salaries or cost for the mayor and council was increased based on meetings, counts that we have been experiencing for the cost section. Were the changes I had noted. I've gone through this week working on items such as the parking lot out front with a complete crack fill, recoat, restripe. Mm-hmm. That fits well, just initial budget numbers fit well within the cost estimate of the, whether it's the capital outlay component. It's not seeing any issues there. Landscaping improvements in the front of the City Hall that have been discussed routinely, we would be able to take care of under the maintenance repair section of the budget. So in further review, just of items that we discussed during the working session, we have the budget is sufficient to cover based on historical and, you know, practices and items that we've identified as needing to be taken care of for next year.
So the salary and wages does not include mayor and council. Is that a mayor and council?
Mayor and council is a separate line item.
Okay.
We don't approve the budget at this time. This is just a
public hearing next,
correct.
And then December would be when we approve it.
Okay. Any additional questions on the income and expenses for our budget for next year? Okay. And we'll move forward to
advertising.
We'll move forward. Yes. Next item on the agenda is number four. The new attorney for the council. This time we've got Jack Samuels has visited us.
Hey everybody.
Evening.
Good to be here again. We are very excited and honored to have a chance to join your team and serve the people of Bethlehem and you. We had a really good conversation with Thomas Mitchell on Friday, just ensuring that the transition will be smooth and we can cover all of our bases to make sure that we're going to be able to do representation. And so we got a copy of a contract for a year's legal service this year for you to potentially vote on if you'd like. There's a three-year review as well that the mayor has looked over. I've got a copy.
You do, would the one item we reviewed and found the one date in paragraph four?
Yes.
Or paragraph five?
That's
okay. If we could, if you've got a copy. Thank you. So this is, as Carruthers and Mitchell's have been a great partner with the town for a very long time, the changes earlier this year warranted them to mention that they would no longer be serving the town once we found a replacement law firm. So I know we've had a lot of questions in looking into the potential replacement firms and reference checks of the Samuels firm. Does anyone have any questions for Jack? I know he met with us a few months ago, but just wanted to see if there's any additional questions at this time. Okay. So at this time, I would ask the council if there is a motion to enter into a contract with the Samuels firm to provide counsel and legal services for the town of Bethlehem. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Passes. Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda is number 5, the road improvements pricing review. That item is not fully completed yet with the bid comparisons. So I do not have an update at this time for the council. That's correct. All right, item number 6 on the agenda is the new business alcohol license for the Sitco due to change in ownership. We have a copy of that with us.
I sent it to Karen to look over. I think I sent it to everybody. I didn't make a copy because it's such a lot. I've received everything I need. They should be good to go.
Basically, just changing the name on the license.
Yes. Is there anything else too, other than new owners that have gone through all of the steps, the process is required to change the business license name and the alcohol license name?
Make a motion to accept the license.
Go ahead.
How long have they owned that store?
The
Sitco?
Sitco was a recent transaction.
Both of them are very recent.
So you've made a motion. You second? All in favor? Okay. That approves.
And I have everything from Super H except for the background check. I'm waiting on that.
No, I think let's have a we'll discuss that those dates and that part and bring that up if we need to make a change at the next meeting.
I'll talk to Karen, but they have to renew by the end of the year. So the license is only good for 3 months. It's a new license, so they gotta pay the regular fee.
Okay. Item number 7 was the item added to the agenda, and that is the compensation for similar populations of 500 to 999 residents.
Yeah,
don't confuse it with Ty. Okay. Thank you for putting this together. Where does that put, if that were to be the case, and the budget, overall budget impact?
That would be in the 26th budget.
correct. It does not impact 25's budget. Thank you. Further reminder. It's additional steps based on the working session. Is the public notice shall be taken or be given on these types of items? So we'll make sure that we have everything.
So the average of these is $2,000 a year. And then for the mayor, $6,200.
Per person?
Yeah, but you were saying raise it to 1,200.
Yeah. Are we going to continue to meet twice a week?
The intent would be to continue to meet. Which you said $250 per meeting and $100 per meeting, mayor and council, respective. At that total, the budget impact, that'd be $18,000 a year at two meetings per person. The 2025 budget is $8,400. $9,600 or roughly a $10,000 increase over the 2025 budget. Doug's got less gray hair. So just note of, you know, working on this through that parts, there is the, again, the notice requirements, budget impacts. You can't vote yourself a pay raise. It has to be enacted. It would be after the next election, which would be in November of 25. January of 26. Were there any other parts there? And just looking at it this time of the year, this far out away from elections, because I know previous discussion ran up against the being too close to an election, so there still is sufficient time for the notice, the meetings, the hearings for the town to have input. So this time, the only thing we can do is just discuss it.
Yes, and then you would have to publish, provide notice of any action, intent to take action, before you would be able to vote on anything.
Okay.
election cycle.
No, for it to take effect, but if we're going to have a public hearing, can we just combine two issues into one hearing?
So your thought is, would we be able to advertise now, combine an advertisement notice, or does that have to be two separate advertising notices?
It would need to be two separate notices.
That's what you're...
No, we also have the same hearing.
Yeah, you could, if this is an additional agenda item, could be covered.
Yeah, instead of having two public hearings.
Do we meet the notice time frames?
Well, the notice has to run once a week for three consecutive weeks immediately preceding the week during which the action is to be taken.
So that would mean... No, this could be voted on.
This is for the notice to talk about, to let the public know that you intend to increase the salaries, and so you have to put that notice out in the paper for at least 3 weeks before the meeting at which you want to consider taking that action.
Meaning it would have to be run in the paper if it were to be looked at in November. It would have to be in next week's public notice.
Are we promoting the other public hearing next week's paper?
I plan to.
Yes.
There we go. So it would just make it easier if we're hearing.
Okay. So, and we don't have to have numbers specifically for the advertisement, right? It just needs to be notice of that discussion. The 16th, 23rd, and 30th. November 3rd. Or, correction, November 4th. Day before. As far as... That'd be our regular meeting.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the public hearing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So with everything that said, we don't have to have numbers tonight. It needs to have a notice. Numbers need to be available in the notice, or what I'm asking is the compensation component. That doesn't get listed in the notice. That would be information that's available at the meeting.
I mean, this does not specify that you have to say what it is, but you know, I guess it's just whatever information you're going to make available to the public so that they know that you're considering raising the compensation for the elected official.
Okay.
And that is not illegal as a display. That doesn't have to be in the legals.
Well, this one is saying publish in a newspaper of general circulation designated as a legal organ at least once a week for three consecutive weeks. So
it doesn't have to be in the legal.
In the legal section.
We'll make sure we get that correct. Council, so does the council want to take the next steps towards publishing any compensation changes? Correct.
You've met a second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
All right. Passes. Okay. And there it is. That is the last item on the agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?